This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk about this research in UK that says couples are having less sex than in the previous two decades, but the number of people wanting more is rising. A survey found that British people who are married or living with a partner are having less sex, having sex less often, driving an overall decline in sex within UK society. It's declining in the UK society.
Well, definitely it is. And we're talking to a relationship expert this morning, CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy, joining us on the line. Good morning, Paula. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning to you and the listeners. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We are good. Now, as an expert, and you get to work with couples, do you find that this is something affecting South African couples as well? Because here we're talking about what's happening in Britain, where it looks like couples are getting intimate less often. What are you picking up, when you are talking to couples in the country?
Intimacy is definitely one of the topics that comes up in couples, that it's an issue that they are struggling with. And what we are seeing is that when women talk about intimacy, they're talking about connection and affection, whereas when men talk about intimacy, they're talking about sex. So it does come up as one of the five top things that couples do struggle with in their relationships.
And then, Paula, what are some of the main causes that drive this, for intimacy to be such a huge factor on the problematic side in couples' lives?
The key issue is disconnection. So when couples don't feel connected to each other on an emotional level, when they don't feel that they can, share their wants, their needs, when they can be open and honest and vulnerable with each other. And when there's loss of connection, it starts affecting other areas of your relationship. So communication being one, and intimacy or the physical side of your relationship. Because if you're not feeling connected to each other, it's very difficult, to then be intimate with each other.
We often hear about how if people have been together for a long time, then there tends to be a decline in intimacy or a decline in sex. Is it normal for that to happen for couples that have been together for long?
It does happen because as couples, we get into a routine. A routine becomes a rut, and a rut becomes complacency, and we stop making that effort for each other and in our relationship. And that's because we get caught up in the day-to-day stresses of life. So our daily routine, our workload, children, house, taking care of the household, juggling work-life balance, all of those kind of things. And it does affect us. And stress plays a huge role in our libido and our mental, emotional and physical well-being.
And maybe as a parting shot, Paula, say I'm someone who's affected by this. My relationship right now, we haven't been seeing any action for the longest time. It could be for whatever reason. The desire is just not there. Bodies have changed, whatever it is. How do I work towards fixing this?
I think the most important is to have an open, honest conversation with each other in terms of how you're feeling and what it is that you would like and are wanting and needing, and if necessary, to seek the help of a professional to help you with co-creating that in your relationship, and really being intentional about making the effort to bring the spark back into your relationship again in small little ways.
Paula, I will leave it here for today. Thank you so much for joining us. That's relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.